Welcome to the All Moves Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Manaya, and in this show, we challenge your perspective and take a deep dive into the problems of the mind. Are you ready for more clarity, awareness, and truth? Tune in every Friday as we break down the uncomfortable details most people overlook. This will be your guide, your mirror in which you see yourself. Allow it to inspire you into living a life of passion, love, purpose, and freedom. Jump into the unknown with a fresh mind. Observe and listen carefully. You are one decision away from total transformation. Welcome to the show. Okay, let's do this again. Welcome everybody to episode 283 of the All Moves Podcast. So I just did a full-blown episode. And, you know, this happened a few times throughout, you know, me, my career, right, throughout me doing this podcast, where I have recorded and the system glitches and it doesn't save my recording. So I'm going to do this again. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to a brand new episode of the podcast. And ironically enough, you know, what I was talking about on the episode that you will never hear ever is in the somewhere lost on the interwebs. I spoke about how your perspective and your perception creates how you feel, creates the results, creates your current experience, right? Now, we can look at everything. I love when these things happen to me. I love it. I love it when I lose. I love it when I fail. I love it when things don't go my way. And I'm talking about philosophically. When things don't go my way, I love my natural reaction when I'm being tested. I love my natural reaction. This is natural for me now, fam. This is what I instantly go to. My body, it's just a whole new level of inspiration and energy comes in when things don't go my way, or when I'm being tested, when things are difficult, or when something is a huge inconvenience in my life, where I spent an hour creating something and now I have to redo this whole entire thing again. It's just like, okay, let's go. I'm being tested. My character's being tested. Who am I really? And I love it. I love it. I love being revealed. I love seeing the facts. I love seeing the truth. And this is a powerful thing, because if you can see the world this way, just for a moment, just put yourself in my shoes for a moment, that when everything that happens to you in your life, you feel inspired by it, because this is an opportunity, a chance to reveal who you really are. The excitement and the forward movement, the forward energy that just rushes inside of you, right? You wanting to just figure it out or make the adjustment. You wanting to capitalize on this and, you know, turn lemons into lemonade, right? You turn a problem into something that's that benefits you more, into a solution, to something that helps you, right? A negative that turns into a positive. That's my natural response to things. In every situation in life, in everything, man, everything I look at, I'm like, immediately my mindset and my whole entire being goes into the mode of, okay, let's go, let's do this. This is it. This is why we do the training. This is why we prepare for these moments. The other day, someone asked me a question. Let me look it up. Hold on. Let me look it up, because I don't want to paraphrase it. How do you stay mentally focused when you're hit by a personal situation? And my response to that was, I prepare for war and I live in peace. I work harder on myself when things are going well in my life. When I get hit by something, I face it straight on. I allow it to consume me so I can understand it. The understanding of the problem is the solution. What this means, fam, I prepare for war and I live in peace. I practice this stuff moment to moment. Moment to moment. When I'm in the cold shower every single morning, when I'm in the cold shower, I'm calm. I focus on my breath and I'm breathing through it. I'm practicing this daily. I'm calm. I'm breathing through it. When I'm in the middle of a bad position in jiu-jitsu, I'm calm and I'm breathing through it. When I'm boxing and I'm tired and I'm sparring, I'm calm. I'm breathing through it. I'm looking for the littlest opening. What's the next move I can make? I'm thinking strategically in this pressured situation. My body and my perspective is looking at it from a totally different perspective than how most people would, right? They look at it, and when they go through what's considered a pressured situation, an uncomfortable situation, right? A situation that requires them to do something they claim they don't want to do, right? They're tired. It's a difficult situation. It's a struggle. One panics. One is like, oh, they panic during these situations, which reveals how you do everything else. See, in these situations, I'm calm. I'm calm, right? Because I practice this moment to moment every day. There's traffic and I'm going to be late to something. And I'm like, I gave that person my word. And I'm like, okay, I got to make an adjustment now because, you know, this thing that's outside of my control, it's like, okay, how can I fix this so it can never happen again? I got to leave earlier. I got to be mindful of these things so it can never happen again. Right. And it's not about living a life of perfection. It's about just taking control of the things you have control of. And that's the thing that builds confidence. That's the thing that gives you a sense of knowing of oneself. Right. Where you're taking control of the things you have control of. It's like, okay, cool. Yeah, this traffic, I could have left earlier. So these are the times. Now I'm aware. These are the times that if I leave at this time, I have to leave earlier because I have to keep my word. So it's learning to adjust and to never make that mistake again. But because I practice this, whether it's traffic, whether it's me, you know, losing something. Oh, I dropped something or something breaks, right? Okay, boom. I dropped something, it broke. Okay, calm. Be calm. Right? I got injured. Boom. I got hit by a car. I'm calm. I'm calm. Right? I got injured, you know, hurt my ribs. I broke my tooth. I'm calm. I'm calm. Why? Because I practice this daily. I wake up. I'm calm. Things are not going my way. People are out of control. I'm being confronted with something, right? People are feeling emotion. They're angry. They're emotional around me. I'm calm. Everything is calm. I got this. I'm going to take care of this. It's cool. Boom, boom, boom. Figure it out. Let's go. Does this mean that it's not difficult? Does this mean that this is something that's, I don't know, that's, you know, that I'm not feeling nothing? No, that's not true. I feel everything. I'm open to it all. I feel it all. Did this not just bother me right now that I did a whole episode that I thought I killed it in? And I'm like, oh, this is going to be great for the people. And then it just deletes. What if this episode doesn't go out again? Right? What if this episode right now, I'm recording this and the same thing happens again? And you never hear it. You won't even know because you never heard it, right? But if you're listening to this now, then we're good. I'm just going to have to, okay, this must get done. It's Friday. I've been doing the same thing for the last 5 years. I'm going to record it again. Let's go. Let's do this. Show must go out. The people must get the information. So it's being calm because I practice this daily. Most people don't. Most people do not live this way. They practice, they're practicing something daily. They practice running away from their problems. They practice panicking during times of struggle. They practice getting annoyed by the smallest of little things you get bothered by, you get annoyed by. So when something really hits you, how you think you're going to react to it, how you think you're going to respond to it. It's like it's natural for you to react certain ways. You've built the habit of that because you don't practice it every day. You don't honor your word. So of course, you not taking control of the things that you have control of course you feel the way you do about yourself. Not really having a clear understanding of which direction you're going. Because when it comes to handling the things you do have control of, you don't do that. Now, what about the things that you don't have control of? Think about the mind is so free for all. It can believe whatever it chooses to believe. It can receive the information the way you choose to receive it, right? The filter, you put your filter on it. How do you want to see this information? How do you want to react to this, right? The future will be what you want it to be. Now think about that. Something that's outside of your control. If you don't take control of the things you have control of and still have doubts, how do you think you're going to feel about the things that are the unknown? You don't trust yourself. You don't really have a clear understanding on what is true and what's not true, right? Because when it comes to actuality, when it comes to taking ownership and responsibility, you choose not to. You avoid that. You avoid seeing that. So, protecting your perspective and having a clear understanding of who you want to be and how you want to feel. Being clear on that. You must be clear on that. Because if you're not, then everything will pull you in so many different directions, and how you react to anything is how you will react to everything else. And you're not practicing this every single moment of your life. It's a problem, fam. You're just reacting. You're reacting. Just reacting. React, react, react. You're living through life reacting instead of strategically responding. You're living through emotions. Instead of looking at things and say, okay, you know, who am I as a human being? And allowing that natural side of you to take over. It's always taking over, right? The natural side of you. But it's, you got to be mindful. I wasn't always like this. I wasn't always like this. I took things, so many things personal. I was afraid to speak the truth. I was afraid to speak the facts. I was afraid to take matters into my own hands. I was afraid to speak my mind. I was afraid to do what I loved. I was afraid. I lived in so much fear. And so I was never like who I am today. Is I look at myself now, I'm like, wow, shit, I've grown so much. Totally different human being. And the best thing that you can do for yourself is go through that process and actually being intentional, and then looking back, seeing the moves you made, right? Allowing things to play out. The best thing you could do for yourself, fam, is allow things to play out. A lot of you not committed. You're not committed to who you say you want to be. You're afraid to go all in. And when you're afraid to go all in, there's never. There's always confusion. There's always confusion. Because you put yourself there, you put a cap on yourself. You start things secretly knowing where it's going to end and where you don't want it to pass, right? So I'm going to do things to get to a certain point, and then I'm going to make an adjustment there, because if I do this here, I'll end up boxing myself in. And for many people, they don't want that. They want less responsibility. And I've learned throughout this journey, throughout the last 13, 14 years of my life, working with so many different people, inspiring so many people, You know, so many people hear my information and see it as their source of education, their source of inspiration. I've learned that not everybody wants the solution to the problem. And when I first discovered this, my brain almost exploded. I was like, what? It's like, again, I'm always allowing things to play out. And when you allow things to play out, you always see the truth. When you give all of yourself, you see the truth. Try this. Give all of yourself to something or somebody. Give all of yourself, and then the truth will reveal itself. It just happens, right? Because you're giving all of your energy, all of your time, all of your attention, all of yourself to something, someone, and then the truth gets revealed. And when you start to see that 99% of something people, 90% of people don't actually want the solution to a problem, because one avoids the solution because of the responsibility that comes with that decision. If I solve this problem, I don't want the responsibility that comes after that. So it's like a weird place one decides to stay in. So now the it's like a balance of, okay, how can I not be totally messed up, right? Totally lost in this problem, but how can I get as close to the solution as possible and kind of play this balance game of almost solving it, almost, but then I'll go back down, but then almost, and one avoids the actual solution. So think about someone like me who only cared about the solution growing up. I'm like, I want in my 20s, I'm like, yo, I want to solve this problem. Like I feel out of it. I feel lost. I gotta solve this problem. I gotta understand it. And I'm doing things, taking action on things. And then when you turn around, you can see that a lot of people's struggles are self-made. They're self-made due to how one sees the world, due to their perspective, right? What they're willing to do about the situation, their philosophy, their personal philosophy. It makes the problems self-made, because you are the one choosing to respond the way you are responding to this situation. One can go through the same experience that you go through, but they take it in a different way. It's not the same experience. Because changing your perspective changes the experience. So, because you take it the way you take it, you see the world the way you do. And because you see the world the way you do, right? You feel the way you do because of you. The moment you change your perspective on that, the moment you change the feeling and you change the experience, and that's when we say life changed, right? You can one day be offended by something, then understand it, and then say, I'm no longer offended by that anymore. And then voila, life has changed. Wow, right? Wow, life has changed instantly, just like that, because you've changed your perception on it. So imagine your perspective on memory, on the memory and the things that happened to you in your life. Can you imagine if you addressed those things and changed your perspective on it from this being the worst thing to ever happen to me to it being the best thing to ever happen to me because of what I learned from the situation and what I'm going to become because of it? Life gets interesting. Life is different, right? Life is different. We all have gone through things. Why? Because you start off not knowing anything. You start off not knowing how to talk, how to walk. You don't know, you don't understand things. That means failure is inevitable. And when you're afraid of what is inevitable, you don't live. You're not living. You stay in a place of ignorance. You stay in a position of fear. You stay in a position of not knowing, right? Because you don't want to see it for yourself. You must start things. You must start things knowing that you're going to fail. This is part of everything. Everything in life is this way. So when you go into things, this is why, you know, this is why it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense, man. It really, really doesn't make sense. If anything in life, in order to get great at it, we must fail at it, right? And you're scared to fail, then do you want to be successful at it? Do you want to do it? If you're scared to feel the pain of going all in or committing to something, if you're scared of that, then what kind of life are you living, right? Because it's holistic. It's how you do everything else. It's your philosophy, right, on failure. That means you can say, oh, I'm not going to do this because I might fail, but then you're doing that in every other area of life, and you're living this limited life. You're living this limited, you put a cap on yourself and then complaining about the caps and the limitations that you place on yourself. That's so interesting. I don't want the solution, but I want the solution. It's like, what? I don't want the solution, but I want to put an end to this feeling. Okay. You know, I want to be rich, but I don't want to put in the work. I want to be ripped and I want to have a healthy body, but I don't want to really work out. I don't really want to go through what it takes. I don't want to experience the downs. It's too much. It's like, okay, so then you live this limited life where all of your problems are self-made because there's a result to every decision you make. There's an outcome to every lifestyle, right? There's a reward to every lifestyle. And a reward, let's look at what I mean by reward. That means there's a consequence. There's a reward. There's an end. Let's not label it good or bad because reward sounds like, oh, this is great. No, we're talking about because you choose to live like this, life says, hey, here's the results to that. Here you go. You chose to commit to not doing. You chose to commit to your excuses. You chose to not take action. You chose to see things this way. So because you chose, you are choosing to do that, congratulations, you are the example. Here's the end result, and that is you. You are the end result. You feel the way you do for a reason. Why feel bad about it? Why not study it? Right? You're getting the results you're getting for a reason. Why feel bad about it? Why not solve the smallest little battles, the little things you're going through? Solve that and make changes to your day-to-day lifestyle to see if that's it. You know, this is what's interesting about this whole thing. About everything I talk about in this podcast, about everything I represent with my brand, The Ibotta Life. Shout out to The Ibotta Life. Sign up to my email list, fam, if you haven't done so yet. Shout out to my email list, anthonymaniah.com. Sign up to that. Everything I'm putting out there, the interesting about it is it can all work, right? But do you want it to? Do you want it to work for you? Because a lot of the things I can say will cause conflict with what you prioritize. And what you prioritize and what you care about comes with a result, comes with the quality, the kind of people that come into your life. It comes with your living situation. How you see the world will determine where you live. How you see the world will determine the people you allow into your life. How you see the world, how you see yourself, the value you bring to the table will determine the quality of everything in your life. How you see the world will determine the food you eat. Because if there's a level of self-respect, if there's a level of self-love, if there's a level of just one cares about themselves, right? One cares, truly cares about themselves, then you will make sure that you get some quality food into your system, no matter your situation, no matter what it is, no matter what happens. You cannot stop somebody who truly wants it. There's no way. No matter what happens in one's life, if their personal philosophy is like, yo, I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to make the adjustment. I know that I created this. My problems are self-made. How I see things is the problem. All of these things, I'm going to control the things I have control of. If one truly sees the world this way, then it doesn't matter. Because they know, okay, failure is part of the process. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to make it happen. I've learned something from this. It sucks because of what happened to me, but there's so much wisdom. There's so much lessons. There's so much gems in that situation. Now, if you're not learning, if you just allow yourself to continue to live in fear, if you allow yourself to not take control and responsibility, if you don't honor your word, if you don't, you know, if you don't really care about these things and you don't practice it moment to moment, then of course, like, of course you're not going to see any changes. I mean, in the direction that you claim you want it to go, right? Every story can be real, fam. Think about it. Your mind is a free-for-all. Every story can be real that you're saying to yourself about yourself and what you see in the world, how you feel physically, all of it. It can determine how if it alters your perspective, right? It's like, man, because your body's choosing to focus on just this downhill spiral, this energy that's just, you start thinking about the worst things that can ever possibly happen to you, as if you deserve this or as if you're not good enough for anything. It's the victim mentality, right? It's the victim mentality. So understand that changing your mind state, changing the energy, changing the conversation, changing the perspective, changing the priority, changes everything. Everything changes. Everything. And then your quality of life, you start respecting yourself a little bit more, and then you increase the quality of your life. And because you practice this from the smallest of things, someone steps on your brand new white shoes, you're like, yo, it's cool. It's all good. It's all good. You know, there's a lot that goes on in Anthony Minaya's life, right? That I'm constantly just observing and allowing it to play out and just being patient. And because of that, I have a better understanding on people. I have a better understanding of what's best for me, what's not. Everything is all rightfully so. I'm observing things and saying, yep, I understand. Well, this is why this makes sense, and I understand why this doesn't make sense, in a very calm, peaceful way. Because I wasn't always like that. I wasn't always like that. This is something that, you know, I used to overreact on things, or I used to react at any little thing. I used to be angry about any little thing. I used to, oh, what the fuck? Now, because I've seen the results of that, I've seen the results of everything I've done up to this point, I look at my life, and that is growth, where I commit to something, I see it play out, and I make an adjustment. That is growth, right? And this is, and we're talking about psychologically, we're talking about financially, we're talking about physically, we're talking about relationships, we're talking about, you allow things to play out. That's it, fam. Within yourself, within those around you, you allow things to play out, and then you make an adjustment. Is this getting you closer to where you want to be and who you want to become and what you want to do? The answer is no. You make an adjustment. If it is, then you dive deeper into it. You allow it to thrive. You allow it to grow. This is what I'm saying, fam. Be mindful. Don't wait for chaos. Don't wait for, you know, a crisis to happen in order for you to take action. in order for you to create urgency, in order for you to, oh, I got to make this move because this happened in my life. Everyone makes moves in times of crisis. But those who live it moment to moment, who solve the problem, and regardless of what comes with that, you know, solution, right, the responsibility that comes with that, you accept it, right? And now you start making moves and you start making adjustments because now it's who you are and what you do. It's no longer something that you have to like keep in mind and practice. No, you become it. You become it, and then you naturally respond the way you're supposed to respond. You respond by who you are. Congratulations. You made it to the end of the episode. I appreciate you. If you're hearing the sound of my voice right now, I truly appreciate you for making it up to this point. Before you move on, before you start the day, before you go on to the next episode, two things, family. Please leave a review on the show only if you found this episode valuable. If you found it valuable, leave a review. It helps with the growth of the podcast, and it also helps with the new people who are listening in for the very first time. And the second thing, family, is head over to my website, www.anthonymaniah.com, and sign up to my daily awareness email list. There, I will connect with you guys personally. If you want more information on my coaching programs, if you want more information on working one-to-one, and also to get exclusive content, head over to anthonymaniah.com. That being said, I'll catch you guys next time. I appreciate you all.